Exposing Christianity, Part 36, The Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. It is apparent the Nazarene is claiming he is God, so where does that leave Jehovah? Matthew 4, Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Here he is obviously referring to himself. 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is God? Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. 2, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So what is this entity's name? Jehovah? Yahweh? Both J-H-V-H and Y-H-V-H mean I am that I am. Which one? Shibboleth? This makes about as much sense as he does. 3. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Luke 6:1-5. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this, what David did when he himself was an hungered, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God and did take and eat the shewbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priests alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. 4. Honor thy father and thy mother. Matthew 10:37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Luke 9:59-62. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Matthew 10:34-36. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. 5. Thou shalt not kill. Jehovah commits murder. Exodus 23:27. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. Jehovah orders the murder of thousands. Exodus 32:27-28. And he said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Jehovah orders his people to commit more murder. Leviticus 26:7-8. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. It's more than obvious the Lord thinks nothing of murder or ordering others to commit murder. Numbers 151. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Murder is so important to Jehovah, he has to repeat himself. Numbers 3:10. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. More murder, along with direct orders to partake in acts of cannibalism. Numbers 21:3. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them in their cities, and he called the name of the place Hormah. Numbers 23-24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. Jehovah orders more mass murder. Numbers 25:16. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, 25:17. Vex the Midianites and smite them. Numbers 31:7. And they warred against the Midianites as the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males. 31:8. And they slew the kings of Midian beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi and Rechem and Zur and Hur and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also the son of Beor they slew with the sword. 31:9. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle and all their flocks and all their goods. 3:10. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. 31:11. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. Jehovah commits more mass murder. Deuteronomy 2:20. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims. 2:21, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, but the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead. 2:22. As he did to the children of Esau, who dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horims from before them, and they succeeded them, and dwelt in their stead, even unto this day. 2:23. And the Avims which dwelt in Hazarim, even unto Azza the Kaphtorims, which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them, and dwelt in their stead. 2:30, but Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate that he might deliver him into thy hand as appeareth this day. 2:31, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess that thou mayest inherit his land. 2:32, then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. 2:33. And the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. 2:34. And we took all his cities at that time and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. 2:35. Only the cattle we took for a prey unto ourselves and the spoil of the cities which we took. 2:36. From Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, from the city that is by the river even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. 2:37. Only unto the land of the children of Ammon thou camest not, nor unto any place of the river Jabbok, nor unto the cities in the mountains, nor unto whatsoever the Lord our God forbade us. Numbers 31, 17 to 18. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that have known man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. The mass murders committed by and directed by Jehovah fills much of the Old Testament. The above scriptures are only a small sample. Including all of them here would take pages and pages. Like Father, like Son, quotes from the Nazarene, Luke 19, 27, 27. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Matthew 10, 34 to 36. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. 6. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Exodus 22, 16. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. 17. If her father utterly refuse to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. 2 Samuel 11, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of the sun. 12, for thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. Luke 8, 3, and Joanna the wife of Chusa Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. 7. Thou shalt not steal. Jehovah orders his Hebrews to steal from the Egyptians. Exodus 3, 21 and 22. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons, and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Jehovah steals land from the Canaanites. Leviticus 14, 34. When ye become into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, murder and stealing under orders from Jehovah. Numbers 31. 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, 2. Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterward shalt thou be gathered unto thy people. 3. And Moses spake unto the people, saying, arm some of yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord of Midian. 4. Of every tribe 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel, shall ye send to the war.
5. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war.
6. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand. 7. And they warred against the Midianites, as the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males. 8. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi and Rechem and Zur and Hur and Reba, 5 kings of Midian, Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. 9. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. 10. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. 11. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. Well, like father, like son. Luke 19, 29 to 35. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount, called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Luke 6:1-5. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and ate, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus answering them said, have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was an hungered, and they which were with him? How he went into the house of God and did take and eat the shewbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone. And he said unto them, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. 8. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. There are hundreds of verses that prove Jehovah is a prolific liar. Some of Jehovah's lies. Genesis 2:16. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Adam lived another 930 years. Genesis 5:5. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. 9:10. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. The numerous verses, many are listed above, show how Jehovah has no respect for human beings or their property. He coveted the land of the Canaanites, demanded relentlessly the blood sacrifices of human beings and animals, and continuously looted from others. Luke 8:3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. Luke 19:29-35. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And that concludes part 36 of Exposing Christianity, the Ten Commandments. Hail Satan!